Margaret, Margaret. Last name is Nwachukwu. 8:29:59. Today is 11:25. This is a sixty-five-year-old woman, single, was married to a Nigerian, hence the last name. She's single. She works. She has lots of nieces and nephews. She lives in a friend's house. A friend who she's known for 17 years, because she has lost the ability to care for herself because of her weakness, shortness of breath, and O2 dependency, period. Patient has a history of sleep apnea, depression, COPD, O2 dependency, CHF, allergy difficult, family history, diabetes, alcoholism, heart problems, kidney disease, liver problems. Patient requires help of a provider. She also has shortness of breath with rest, shortness of breath with walking. Is in a class 4 American Heart Association of heart failure. COVID immunization is up to date. Last hospitalization was related to exacerbation of CHF a few months ago, period. New paragraph patient has become very weak. He's no longer able to ambulate very much. She's using her oxygen now more often, but has refused to use it for some time. And would like to be cared for at home until she dies. She no longer wants to go back and forth to her physician, primary care, and or cardiologist, period. Surgery, knee replacement times 2, shoulder replacement, tubal ligation. Medical problems, obesity, CHF, depression, O2 dependency, COPD, DJD. Medications, Farxiga 5 mg a day, Zoloft 100 mg a day, Abilify 5 mg a day, hydroxyzine, 25 milligram TID, Mobic 7.5 milligram a day. Review of system, shortness of breath, severe weakness, debility, obesity, pedal edema, decreased appetite, increased confusion, most likely because of hyperperfusion. She does have a sleep apnea, but has refused CPAP, so she no longer has a CPAP. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy difficult. Blood pressure is 53/91. Autos has 97% on 2 liters. Pulse is 56. Febrile. Heart positive, stone positive, 2. Lungs, furoncle, abdomen, soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash around mucosa with allergen. Logical non-focal. Look, extremely shows 1 plus edema. Oh, and the social, put down no smoking or drinking at this time. This is a 65-year-old woman. Used to work in home health, take care of children. Is now divorced. Has been under care of a PCP and cardiologist for her congestive heart failure. Period. New paragraph. Patient also has COPD, obesity, corpulmonale. Period. She also suffers from hypertension and sleep apnea. Period. New paragraph. In the past 3 months, she's become much more dependent on others. She has a provider. She's in the process of getting a provider. She has shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activity. Her blood sugars have been stable. She's eating less. She has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. She's depressed on Zoloft and Abilify with some help, period. Patient does not want to go back and forth to the hospital to be cared for any longer. He wants to be kept at home and is not interested in any further treatments or options. She wants to be cared at home, not interested in any treatments or options at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor given the advancement of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period. her. She also has bouts of crying spells. That's why she's on Zoloft and Abilify, period. She's in a class for American Heart Association of congestive heart failure, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Thank you.